Welcome to the webcast. This is, May the 1st, 2015 in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ, your internet pastor. I had to cancel the webcast that I was going to put up that I've been working on all morning because I inadvertently had gone to CNN News and I saw that the officers have been charged with the killing of Freddie Gray. Let me say this prior before beginning this very short but important webcast and so that you can know where I'm coming from. I don't care if Freddie Gray had a rap sheet as long as my body is. That does not give anyone the right to crack his spine, to break his neck, and to bring inevitably death on him. I am happy that these officers were charged, and I hope that they have the full penalty of the law against their crime, which is killing an innocent human being. I won't say that. I will probably come out in the trial if there is a trial. I've been saying for the past number of months that they were looking for a spark, and I'm telling you, this thing, the way it's developing, I don't think it was planned. It was too good to be true. Not that Freddie is dead. I feel sorry for his parents, his friends, his family. I don't care if he did go to the club and buy all of his friends' drinks. I don't care if he did have a rap sheet that was long as my wrist or my forearm or my up to my elbow and beyond that. It doesn't matter what was printed on that page. You can look at anybody in the face and run if you want to. That would be like me walking down the street and I see a black and white unit and I strike out running. Now, if I strike out running and they tell me to stop and I stop and they come and throw me down to the ground, choke bro man to death and then kill me, did I have the right to look at them and run? Yes. There's no law against that. None at all. This young man, Freddie Gray, was charged with nothing because he did nothing. What he did is he looked into the face of a white man. Now, let me say this. Because you see that picture on my website, you know that I am pro-police. I am not anti-police. I have never been anti-police. That's me in that picture. And I was the chaplain of the chief of police back in the day. And so I've always been a law-abiding citizen, always played by the rules, and always respected law and order. I believe on the side of the LAPD patrol car, it says to protect and to serve, but many rogues have gotten on the department, and many people that have rednecks, racist, are on the department and do not know how to deal with people that live in the major inner cities of our communities. Now, I'm speaking like a black pastor, right? Because I am that. And I've always detested crime from both sides of the fence. From the Bloods and the Crips and the hood rats that rape and rob and pillage and destroy our community. Even from the teenagers that burn up drugstores and destroy people's lives by decimating their businesses. I have a tremendous detest for individuals that does things like that. But in the case of this Freddie Gray incident, I'm telling you that my anger has grown tremendously for the simple fact that that young boy should not have died so early. He should not have had his neck broken, spine cracked, or whatever that was, and put in the hospital, falling into a coma and going into eternity like that. Every time I hear that young man scream out in pain, I think of every young man that I've ever met, that I've ever loved, that I've ever tried to counsel, and it causes me tremendous pain. And if it doesn't cause you, the listeners to this webcast, if it doesn't cause you pain, then you are worse than a racist. You are beneath being a human being. You are some kind of a piece of scum that I don't even want to spend my time talking to. Anybody with a brain, with common sense, knows that that boy's life was taken from him, just like many of the other lives. Let me say this. I am not in full concourse with some of the parents of some of these young men that have died. Some of these parents are an embarrassment to me, an embarrassment to my culture, and an embarrassment to what intelligence is all about. I praise God for the prosecutor, Miss Marilyn Mosby, because she comes from a law enforcement family. Her father, her grandfather, her cousins, uncles, all of them cops, carrying the shield and the gun. So that proves to me that all law enforcement are not evil. I do know some policemen personally, and I give them the highest praise, and I have the highest respect for them. But if they break the law, I don't care if it's my mama, throw her ass in jail and throw away the key. You don't like my language? This mess is exciting me. Now, if this is the spark that's going to tear our country up, if it's going to bring all of the white racists out of the bedrock, and I'm going to tell you who I'm going to side with. I'm going to side with the people. Though we may lose in a war, I'm going to side with the people for justice and peace. Because as long as I've been black, my whole life, we've been fighting this particular battle. Many of you that are other kind of minorities, Hispanics and other folk that grow up in the inner city communities, if you are liberal whites, that's what the Republicans call you, a liberal white. No, you're a white person that grew up in the community and felt the struggle of the black man as he tries to achieve autonomy. But how can we achieve autonomy if we are treated as second-class citizens? How can we achieve autonomy if we're not allowed to leave our neighborhoods, to go to the West Side, to go to Beverly Hills, to shop on Roxbury Drive, even if our car is smoking, meaning that we need a new muffler? Why is it we're parked legally? Why is our car towed away? Because we're trying to be discouraged from being where we are. Why is it that we can find in a young black man's pocket a little marijuana and give him 15, 20 years in the state prison, and we have a lot of white boys with pink faces selling the marijuana in our community, and they're getting paid $35,000? What is that, a week or a day? Justice is not equal in this country for black people. It never has, and it never will be, until we come to a particular consciousness. And what I mean by consciousness, and I'm going to say this, and I know that this is going to sound very radical coming from me, because I've been thinking about this dialogue all day. It's been on my mind, and that's why I'm talking so free and so quickly about it, because I want you to think with me. This country has always done these kinds of things to minority peoples and people of the lower class. And they have always had in position insecure men, people in position, like Marilyn Mosby is going to be the prosecutor. Okay, this is unheard of for many whites. What? You got a black woman prosecuting white cops? Yes. I'd love to see the evidence that the police department is going to try to put forth to protect their boys and their shields. There is no evidence that you can do that. Let me give it to you straight up front. If after this trial comes out, and this is bigger than the O.J. Simpson trial, this is much larger than a black man killing a white woman because she was a hoe. No. Let's stop that. This is far much larger than Rodney King. What is that? 3-foot-6-something black man in a Hyundai pulled over in the valley and beaten to death, and a citizen films it. This is larger than the Rodney King riots. This is larger than, this is the trial that's going to turn America on her hinges. You know what I said that. I said that before you said it. This is going to be the one that twists the whole thing. Because you know what? Your friendships are going to be severed. It's not going to be something based upon race. It's going to be based upon what the Constitution of the United States of America is all about. Is this indeed a democracy that is a free country where each citizen is judged upon the merit of his own behavior? Or has this become a country of incompetent individuals, rednecks, if you will, racists, whether they are black or red or white or brown? I don't care if you're Asian, because you can be an Asian and hate another person. You can be an Hispanic from South America. You can be an Icelander and be that. But in this country, this Constitution supposedly protects us against such tomfoolery and buffoonery that's been going on for the past 6 months. You wonder why this man has been silent. I'm silent because I'm trying to say, no, it'll end one day. No, it just perpetuates more and more and more. Listen, Listen to those of you 30 years and older. The younger generation will not, and I'm just telling you like it is, they will not put up with this. Either you're going to have to kill them all, lock them all up in your damn concentration camps that you're building all over the country, or you're going to slow the hell up and you're going to give a listening ear to it. Those of you religious people, you Christians out there, that's been telling black people to get on their knees and pray, and well, maybe the Lord will work it out one day. Well, the Lord is going to work it out, but he's going to work it out through what you see working out right now. I see it. It's a wonderful thing. I said, Marilyn Mosby, who is she? You can go to CNN. You can research it. Man, even her husband. Her husband is a big-time politician, and her husband says she can handle the case. I can tell that by the way the girl stood at the microphone and spoke to the population. This girl is a brain. She's smart. She's not one of these uneducated black women that you see getting up with their hair all painted orange and red and talking and splitting, what is it, Ebonics. No, she's not one of those. She talks the same language that the white man talks. She studied the same law that the white man studied. She understands it to the core. So that's what's going to make this trial beautiful. It's not an O.J. Simpson, a black man, defended by another black man. No, no, no. This is a black woman defending the cruel murder of a young black man that did not have an opportunity to live his life out. Albeit he wasn't the finest citizen if he has a track record of doing crime, but you know what? All of us has done a little crime. I've done a little crime in my time, but I don't deserve to have my spine cracked and my legs bent back. Man, have you heard him screaming for the pain yet? Or are you so sadiddy that it doesn't bother you? I want to switch it and put a question mark in here. What if it was your boy? What if it was your boy laying in the street screaming in pain? Would you feel the same way? Oh, I know you go to church and you pray for God to keep your commerce safe because you don't want to lose your business. You don't want to lose your money. You don't want to lose your weekend at the mall or your weekend at the beach. I know we're thinking about that. No, this trial is going to be big. And this trial, and listen, if anything happens to the prosecutor, if any more policemen just arbitrarily start killing black people, you watch. The killings are going to stop for a few days because now the police and wait a minute. Did you listen to what the police attorney said? The police attorney is talking on camera on CNN, sounding like a racist idiot with a redneck that is putrefied in heat because they don't have a defense for their officers. They even have a female officer in that. They even have a black, I believe a black male officer, one of the older guys. I'm not sure. I have to research that more. But I was trying to figure all that out before I did the webcast today. Now, this weekend is going to be hot because there's going to be protests all around the country. I'm just talking to you Christians out there, those of you religious people that, you know, think, well, let's get on our knees and pray. No, what you need to do is look at your sons and look at your daughters and know that if they are a part of this young generation, they like me, because I came up in the Black Panthers era, and I know how the brothers feel. Those of us that didn't get involved in the movement, it's because we was thinking about upward mobility. I didn't get involved with the Black Panthers back then because I knew that I had my determination was to make me some money, to get married, have me some babies, and keep the institution as safe and sound as I possibly could. Now, what do you think these young people are thinking about? They can barely get an education. They can barely hold on to a job. In the inner cities, the living is so terrible. You should take a walk through the south side of Chicago. You should take a walk through the bad ghetto areas of Philadelphia. Get into Harlem where Bill Clinton don't have his condo. Go to that part and see how black people live. Check out what they eat every day, what they feed their clothes when they're in the street going to school. Look at their mothers trying to take care of these youngsters, trying to keep them safe. They're struggling to give them a decent life. And then when you have policemen living in the good part of town, now just hear me. Hey, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Let's go back to that officer, LAPD, that was shot to death up in the San Bernardino Mountains because he knew something and he was going to spill the beans. Why did you think all those police forces came together to kill that man? Too long you've been living like an ostrich with your head in the sand. It's time to get it up out of it. Not trying to tell you not to believe in God. Continuously believe in God. Because I'm going to tell you, like the mayor of Baltimore said, was it the mayor or someone on one of those clips was saying, oh no, it was Trayvon Martin's mother, not the other crazy lady who, the brown man that got killed. I forget his first name, but it was Trayvon Martin's mother that said about this, this is good that the officers have been put in jail. Because you see, when you put your own kind in jail, you know that it's a serious situation. They can get all their attorneys together and try to twist that up. And then, wait a minute, I learned today that there was another black man placed in the truck next to him. And they tried to say that the black man said that this man, Freddie Gray, was trying to break his own neck. Only to come to find out that the other black man that was on the other side of the paddy wagon, because they had them separated on the other side of the paddy wagon, said, I did not say that. No, 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 no. See? See, that's what the police do. They'll say, what did you hear? Did you hear him trying to break his own neck? And then they try to cut him a deal so they can let him out of jail. Oh, no, flip that. Nobody's going to, but keep your eye on him. Because that other prisoner may be killed, so he can't testify in the trial. Oh, listen, the police fraternity, they protect their own. They're like Roman centurions. They would do that. I'm telling you what this is. This is real life. This is, wait a minute. I said it's real life, isn't it? I haven't done this in a while. That's real talk. You have to know that these people will protect their institution and do almost anything to do it. Now, you think about the institutions all around the country. They don't have enough National Guard, nobody, that's going to start shooting down all the population of this country to destroy everything that black people and liberal white people and other decent people have worked for all these years. They are not going to destroy what they've done. We've got to persecute racist cops. We've got to make an example of these slum bags, slime bags. That's what they are. Because when you listen, I used to work in the department. I used to be in the locker room when I saw these cops putting on their uniform, shining up their badges, making sure they got their bullets and everything, getting paid all this easy money for riding around in a car. And don't give me that mess about their lives are in danger. If their lives were in danger in Los Angeles, you would find a cop getting shot a day. And ain't no cops getting shot no day. It is not. Nobody's going around trying to kill these police officers. But I do see police officers attempting to kill minority persons. I even saw on a CNN clip that you had one of those black singers, a rap singer, I forget his name, and he was talking about how he was personally harassed along with an Hispanic singer. They've already made a record about it because these young people will put everything that happens to them behind a beat and talk about it. See, I understand the culture because I've only been a part of these young people culture about 2-3 years because I'm still living and I had to learn how to live in their world, not in mine. Not in mine because I was an LAPD chaplain. Not in mine because I pastored a black Baptist church that had Hispanics and whites in it. Not in my world where I accomplished getting 3 earned degrees on a collegiate level. That don't mean diddly squat when I see young men getting killed. And other people just going out to dinner and acting like nothing is happening. Man, when that boy's heart stopped pumping in that hospital, when they had him hooked up to all that stuff, I wish I could have been there to take that breathing tube out of his lung, to just rub his forehead, to let him know. I would have said, Freddie, we're going to fight for this. You will not be forgotten, boy. You will not be forgotten. Now, those of you sitting out there listening to me, and if you forget Freddie Gray, and if you don't pay attention to this trial, and if you don't get on the right side, and I ain't talking about the black side, because the right side is not the black side or the white side or the yellow side or the brown side. Don't get that twisted. See, you can become niggardly in any race that you're in. I'm not asking you to behave niggardly. I'm asking you to behave like a human being that is thinking about another human being. And for those of you that call yourselves Christians, you know who I'm talking about. You know who I've been talking about on my website for years. All you big mega church people, you're going to go to church Sunday and you're going to try to pray for Freddie Gray's family. First of all, they don't need your prayers. They don't need your hypocritical prayers. They need you. Listen and listen good. They need you to protest this kind of behavior. And if you married to a racist cop, protest that booger. If you married to your cop and he's your, I mean, if you got a brother and he's a cop and he's a racist, protest his behind. See, going to church and acting like you holy and everything's going to be all right and you full of it is a crock. And those of you that call yourselves pastors, and you're going to say, well, let's pray for those in the black community, but just don't let them come to our church. Know this, that I found you out for what you are, a blatant racist. You're not going to God's heaven. You and your ancestors like you that died before you are not going to that heaven. Anyone that dislikes, hates, treats in a bad way, any human being that they feel superior to, are quite out of your mind. This is Pastor Coleman. That's right, your internet pastor in the Lucy Coleman studio. Thank you for coming to my website. And if you want any validation of what I'm saying, stay into the Word of God and see if that'll contradict your lying lifestyle. And wait a minute, I'm not even angry. I'm not even upset. I'm not even going to go out to protest because I'm too old and my heart will give out. Because if I saw a cop hit a young boy on the street, I swear I'm going to jail. You hear me? I'm going to jail because I'm not going to allow that to happen. I even saw on the news before I quit, there was one man that was protesting and a line of police officers came and his body disappeared behind that barrier so quick, but he refused to disperse because the cop said the protest is over, so he wouldn't disperse, so they just swooped him up. That's the way they'll do me if they don't like this webcast. So if you come to my website after this cast is put up and you can't hear nothing because already they can't hear nothing in Europe and you can't hear anything here after I've done this or you don't hear from me, you know, I had a car wreck or something like that. Good night, Isom. Well, you know that I'm living in a different place, too. Hey, God bless you. You know the drill. Stay in the Word.